This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's the economic package that's been bantered about or bantering about, I'll say, off the walls of Congress. Democrats might face some big hurdles on that. What about Gavin Newsom? A recall election less than a week from now. Vice President Harris stumping for Gavin Newsom, saying everybody has to vote. Some strange things are happening in California. Arnold Schwarzenegger weighs in on the governor and what he thinks is going on as a former governor coming up in our next segment. Plus, you weigh in on so many different things as we hit the mail room. The mailbag is full. Let me say that one more time. It's very, very full. Hey, my name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us here on the show, as you have been for the past decade plus. If you're new to the show, well, welcome. We have our special red carpet rolled out for you. Let's just dive right into the meat of the day. What's happening in your world and mine that we're all talking about? Of course, it has to be COVID, another variant, Moo this time around. Delta, we're done with you, but you're not done with us. And so what does that mean? And what's happening at schools? There's a lot of school board meetings that have become like episodes of Big Little Lies, which was about Housewives, Reese Witherspoon's show that she put together with some other actresses. It was very, very popular, where they'd be at each other's throats and there would be some cantankerous school board meetings. It kind of reminds me of that. So a lot happening on the mask or not mask up front. And then plus so many people saying, screw it, we're going to homeschool. And homeschooling is off the charts. More homeschooled kids than ever. All right, so when we look at this week, too, as well, it is about 9/11, because we're talking about 20 years since the worst day, one of the worst days, certainly in our history as Americans, and then what the world went through and watching what happened in New York and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, in that field where the plane, of course, went down and so many heroes, and then the Pentagon. I've told a bunch of stories from when I was on the air in New York and when my life came apart at the seams, because of the scenes that were happening there on 9/11. The thing that I remember, it wasn't about me, it was about the heroic first responders, and they would call the station nonstop. I worked for the number one station in the United States, WFAN. And we weren't talking any sports, no Yankees, no Mets, no football, no anything. It was a big week, football underway, talking about the Giants or the Jets or what was going to happen and predictions. But all that was pushed aside because of the shock over what had gone down, especially if you focused on New York, on the World Trade Center towers coming down. And again, the tragic day and the shock of that and how it all unfolded. And I can remember, as many of you live all over the country, and I have family and friends all over the country, and they were trying to get to me and reach out to me, and I was trying to reach out to all of them because we're trying to put the pieces together. My mother was in Philadelphia, and they said, get out of the city. She was right by Independence Square, you know, where they signed the Declaration of Independence, Independence Hall. And they just told everyone, get out of the city and any of those big buildings, because they thought Philadelphia was going to be attacked. So they opened the turnstiles and people went on to trains. They didn't care. You didn't have to swipe any cards. Just get out. Same thing was happening in Chicago, because I had an aunt that worked at the Hancock Building, which was downtown. It was then right next to the Sears tower, which now is, I think, the Willits Tower or something. But same building, right? One of the tallest buildings in the country. Same thing. Get out of the city, get on the loop, get on whatever mode of transportation you have to, but get out of the city. So there's a big clearing. A lot of people didn't realize that. That was happening in so many other places. On the West Coast, same thing. Because remember, the people on the West Coast were waking up to the news of what was happening back east. And it was so heavy and so just awful as it unfolded. And I felt like the day of, the day after that, it was heavy, heavy, heavy. And that's so much what I remember. And I remember that the conversation then about the hijackers, and that there they were right among us in plain sight. And how did nobody know? And could somebody have known something? And there was all of that remorse. And did somebody realize something seemed off or something seemed odd? But then the focus again on the families and the victims of what happened. You know, 1,106 people, or 40% of the victims, have yet to be identified. So one of the things that was promised is they made a promise to the families of the World Trade Center victims. They're going to do whatever it takes with DNA, everything, anything they could to identify their loved ones. And they're still trying to do that no matter how much time passes since September 11, 2001. It's that slogan we will never, ever, ever forget. And if you go to New York and it's somewhere on your list to go see the Statue of Liberty or go see any of the other sites, make sure, if you can, you go down to the Twin Memorial Pools where you have the names of 2,983 of the men, women, and children killed in the attacks on September 11th are there. They're inscribed at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, and it is an amazing sight. Actually, it's such a great tribute in such a horrible thing to happen, and it feels very solemn, but it's kind of a rewarding feeling to go through there. It sounds odd to say that, but it is. It kind of makes you, it takes you back, but it doesn't necessarily take you back to the dark spot that I was in and so many other people were in when we were in that city as it was unfolding and watching and trying to piece together what's next, what's happening, because that was the other part of all of it, trying to figure out what was going to happen next. And that's another thing I think people forget. Yeah, that was going on. All right, speaking of getting it together, the $3.5 trillion economic package, you know, we throw out these big numbers, and then we start to watch the wrestling match that goes on between the Democrats and the Republicans and what they're going to do. So they're starting to write a bunch of these tax and spending plans as part of this, because that's what it is. It's really a tax and spending plan, even though it's complicated and the path to getting it passed is very, very complicated. So you have Democrats who are taking snipes even at each other over the price tag, and then you have Republicans who are saying, yeah, no way. What else is inside this Easter egg? So we'll see where it goes. Because it includes changes that could affect many of you to Medicare for one, and an overhaul of a few other things too, and then tax hikes targeting corporations and wealthy Americans. Meet you on the flip side.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Aaron McCullen, Head of Deposit Products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Cloudy skies all over California. Part of that, of course, is because, sadly, of the wildfires, both north and south. As I have friends that live all over that state and have told me, depending on what day, it could be hazy. You know, it really is that awful what's happened. And because of the fires, because of COVID and the responses and what's happening economically in California and so many other things, this has really put Gavin Newsom on the hot seat facing this recall election. He once was a rising star in Democratic politics. Now he is almost face down and out. And there are a lot of Democrats that are not happy with Gavin Newsom. So we'll see if he survives this or not. And we will know after, you know, a week or so. But a defeat in next week's recall election would pose a huge problem for lots of Democrats, including those in the Biden administration, because this is our largest state, if you think about it. Democrats, some of them anyway, say they're optimistic ahead of the recall election, and the Republicans are divided over the front runner, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than what many people are saying because of some of the things that have happened with Gavin Newsom, and especially when he was talking about masking up, and then he was at a party where he was Kicking his heels up, no mask, neither were the people around him. Oh, it was a wedding, it was a private wedding. But that did not look good for him, and it infuriated a lot of people who have very good memories, no matter how long ago it was. So the former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, was on a CNN show, and here's what he had to say about Newsom and the way this is looking.
There's millions of people out there that are dissatisfied. Dissatisfied maybe the way the corona was handled, dissatisfied with the fires, dissatisfied with the blackouts.
You're saying dangerous for Gavin Newsom?
Oh, very dangerous, yes, absolutely. It's very dangerous for him because you got to take this stuff seriously. For too long, they didn't take it seriously. But now I think they do take it seriously.
Yeah, I agree with him. I think this may be very, very, very tight. And you look at the coronavirus in California, and you look at the vaccines, right? 65.9% of Californians have received a dose. 57.5% are fully vaccinated. And the yin and yang and the push-pull over the economics of business in California, I think, was really one of the big things that started to shake the ground underneath the feet of the California governor. And some strange things are happening on the campaign trail for others, like Larry Elder, the talk show host, had to cut short a trip to a Venice homeless camp. He was touring it because there were some hostile confrontations. So he's walking around, and he is one of the leading Republicans in this gubernatorial recall race. And he was confronted by a group of homeless people and advocates who were furious. He arrived in a recall express campaign bus. After casting his ballot at a voting center across town, he spent 12 minutes in the neighborhood. And then there was an egg thrown in his direction. There was a physical assault on one of his staff members. And there was a woman in a gorilla mask riding a bicycle who threw a small white object past his head, which they believe was one of the eggs that was thrown. And there were a couple of other things that happened, and that was enough, and boom, 12 minutes, he was in and out and gone from sight after that, getting him out of there after being heckled. And, you know, the community advocates there had taken another candidate, Caitlyn Jenner, on a similar tour earlier in the summer, and there was one heckler, but not as much disruption as with Elder. And Caitlyn Jenner is saying she would love to be the next governor of California. So we'll see how this all shakes out in the end. But could it be a changing of the guard in California? And that is very, very big when you think of the significance of California to the United States, right? You can say, oh, well, that's California. Yeah, that's the craziness of California. But it plays in heavily into our system in ways with all the votes. When you think of a presidential election, all of that matters, the midterms, etc. It all plays a part in this, and depending on whether Gavin Newsom is still the governor or he is not. I think initially he believed it would just be an easy walk into another term, and was definitely blindsided and not expecting to be hit with recall, because it rarely happens. So not expecting there would be enough names, the petition, the whole thing, but there absolutely certainly was. So stay tuned. We're going to have some more people on to talk about that later in this week and in the beginning of next week. COVID cases. So, like it or not, I mean, this is the world we live in, right? The umbrella that's over us, and 300% higher than a year ago. There was so much hope during the summer. I was so psyched about what it was looking like. And now daily coronavirus cases are four times higher than they were Labor Day weekend of last year. if you think about that, with the number of deaths, daily deaths anyway, twice as high as they were this time in 2020. Now, these are not statistics I'm making up or pulling out of the top of my head. It's data from Johns Hopkins University. So since this all started in late 2019, the U.S. has recorded more than 40 million COVID-19 cases, just 4 million in the last month alone. And, of course, the mutations, that's what the blame is being. It's being cast on that, the Delta variant. And then you have this Mu variant that's coming along that the vaccines might not protect against. But we're not going to go there. Nationwide, by the way, only 53% of the total population is fully vaccinated. 62% of eligible Americans have received a jab, but that still leaves tens of millions who have not. And we're nowhere close to a lot of agreement on this. There are still so many people that say, no, thank you. And there are plenty of people that want to argue about masks, whether it's on planes, whether it's in schools, school board meetings, at companies that are now concerned about it. What I think is going to happen is the whole remote work situation is just going to continue. It's just going to continue because that way you don't have to deal with it. And a lot of these big corporations don't want to step into the middle of controversy like we've seen in the healthcare industry or in the educational systems, whether it's higher education and universities that are saying, hey, no vaccination, you're not coming into class, like Rutgers University, for example, is one of them, or some of the schools that are saying that and are getting some pushback from, you know, parents. And then you have the sad story of the Houston teachers and COVID deaths. And, you know, school has just started. So I start to look at some of these statistics, and has just started for some school districts. It depends. But the cases are up. There was a Texas school district that closed all of its schools after two teachers died of COVID-19. The Conley Independent School District, they closed five suburban Waco schools for the rest of the week and are considering just closing it for at least a couple of weeks. And the same in Houston. You know, they're seeing the spread, and they're concerned with what's going to happen with ICU beds, what's going to happen in these school districts, right? Texas schools have amassed more than 50,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in students in just a couple of weeks. All right, we're going to the mailbag next.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Mandy has formed in the Gulf of Mexico, prompting tropical storm and flash flood warnings in parts of the Florida Panhandle. The storm is already bringing rain and winds around 40 miles an hour to the Panhandle, with tropical storm warnings extending from Mexico Beach to the Senhatchie River. The storm is expected to bring up to 6 inches of rain in some areas as it crosses the panhandle tonight, moving into southeastern Georgia. Mandy is expected to weaken and move into the Atlantic Ocean by Thursday afternoon. And a Florida judge has blocked an executive order from Governor Ron DeSantis that banned mask mandates in the state's schools. Tallahassee Judge John Cooper lifted a stay of a ruling from last month that said the state couldn't punish districts for requiring masks. Several districts, including the state's 5 largest, had defied the governor's order and enacted mask policies. The state education board had responded by threatening to withhold the salaries of board members who voted for those mandates. This is USA Radio News. The leak of documents that allegedly expose misleading statements from Dr. Anthony Fauci about the lab where some say the coronavirus came from has some calling for a deeper investigation. Lance Pry has more.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is being accused of lying after newly released documents by The Intercept appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund a gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News says Fauci needs to be held accountable for his lies to the American people.
One of the biggest scandals in Washington in modern times. I mean, it funded a laboratory that in all likelihood is the source of this once-in-a-century pandemic that has upended so many of our lives. Where the lady in charge is nicknamed the Bat Lady. Yet he always insisted, couldn't be possible. Well, now we know it was to cover his own tracks. It was to conceal what he had done with your tax dollars in incredibly reckless research in a Chinese communist lab.
From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
CardioFX from Yogevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got 4 major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Yogevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
What? Stick in the mail,
man. Stick in the mail, man.
Yeah!
Thanks, everybody. Lots of mail to get to. This one from Will, who's listening to us in the great state of Wisconsin on 1320 AM. It says, Kate, hi. I am just so tired of, like everybody else, the pandemic, COVID, masks, no masks, who's sick, who's not sick. I mean, this is our world. Did you ever think when COVID and the pandemic hit in March of 2020 that we would be where we are right now and scared to death over some of those variants? No, I didn't. I thought, Will, that, I mean, I was listening to what the scientists were saying. I was looking at what the doctors were saying, listening to what the doctors were saying. We had a couple of people on. We had one great doctor on a couple of times who talked about knowing people who are helping to develop the vaccine and how he was asked to consult, and the conversation about vaccines and how quickly and how safe would they be and get to the public and how many people would take the vaccine. I mean, listen, this, I never thought that. I thought at least by the summer of 2021 that this would be a little bit more in the rear view mirror. Although some of the people that I talk to in another industry that I deal with in the speaking industry, because lots of us were having engagements go down. I would take the show on the road. It was fun. And I would be in different places. They talked about, I took the show to Ireland. I took the show to Grenada, a bunch of other spots in the U.S. And a lot of them told me, just get ready, because until you really get to 2022, it's going to be upside down. And they were right. There's all kinds of angles to this thing. It's upside down. So, Will, unfortunately, yeah, you know, I'm an optimist, and I did not think that we would be where we are right now. No, that's, I mean, that, honest to God, that's the truth, right? I mean, no matter what research I looked at, no matter what I was reading, no matter different points of view, my own point of view, my conversations with people, yeah, didn't think it. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Jack, and I love when you tell me where you're listening, no matter where it is. And Jack is actually listening to us in Brownwood, Texas. And Jack says, Kate, to get off the subject that we're all sick of talking about, whether it's fires, deaths, or some other terrible tragedy with hurricanes, and I'm not diminishing that, I understand. Listen, I've helped some people in New Orleans and some other places. My family has, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. I'm just trying to say that sometimes we just need that relief. That's what I like and think that you do, and take us out of being zoned in, that all that is negative in our world that we hear over and over again all day long. So here's my question to you. I am a lifelong Dallas Cowboy fan, and do you think the Cowboys are going to have a good year? So what's a good year? Getting to the playoffs? Getting to the, you know, if you ask Jerry Jones, well, nothing is satisfactory. Well, no, Mike McCarthy, nothing is satisfactory unless you are winning and getting to, you know, you go all the way to the Super Bowl. You're competing for a championship. So here's what I would say. You had players that missed last year. Like you had Leighton Vander Esch, who I think is an incredible player, who missed some big games here and there where I think he would have made a difference, right? You had Dak Prescott, of course, with injuries, and now back and ready to roll, chomping at the bit, as a matter of fact. I think it's a question of Dak, I think it's a question of how he does. I think it's a question of, I mean, the superstars. What happens on the ground? I mean, what does the depth chart look like? Are any of the players that you need, like Amari Cooper or Ezekiel Elliott or Lamb or anyone else, testing positive for COVID or being thrown into protocols and not on the field? You know, you got to have your core. You know, you got to have your core there. And if they're there, there is still some incredible depth on the Dallas Cowboys. And so I think in looking especially at the East, the NFC East, I can't imagine that they don't contend or win. I think they win the NFC East, so then that would put them automatically in the playoffs. They don't have a cakewalk schedule. I can point to places in the schedule that won't be easy. I mean, you know, they're at Kansas City. They're at New Orleans. I think the Saints are going to be tough. And they have a couple of other games, like they're at the Vikings. The Patriots are a mystery, so they're at the Patriots in October. What will we see from the Patriots? And, of course, they open up Thursday at the Buccaneers. But when I look at the NFC East and I look at Washington, New York, and Philly, and you think of last year Dallas was 6-10, they're going to be better than that. But look at how putrid the whole NFC East was. I think they win the East. I mean, that's the best I can tell you. And let's see what happens along the way and how healthy the players are. There you go. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Sarah, who is listening to us on 890 AM. She's in Oklahoma City. And Sarah says, Kate, boy, oh, boy, do we need some relief already from what's happening with our schools, because we're seeing that some teachers are getting COVID, and it scares me to death to think about the kids like mine who aren't vaccinated and who, in some cases, with some of the mothers that I talk to, are having problems and showing symptoms of potentially having COVID. So we get into the whole test protocol and everything that that entails. I just wish my kids could go to school like we went to school. And the worst thing that we worried about was test taking and how we were doing on the geometry tests or some of the math tests that we were given, because that seemed to always be a struggle in my family. The good old days, right? When we had too much fun at recess and we were fidgeting at our desks and we weren't paying attention and we had to get our homework done, or if we would get detentions and get into trouble for seemingly silly little things. Boy, those days do seem like they're in the rearview mirror. I think it's so tough to be a kid for that reason, because the whole Zoom thing, I mean, thank goodness there was a way to do that. But listen, I mean, they're Zoom doom. They're exhausted half the time. They're cutting classes out of the whole schedule because they know the kids. It's like, now let's have a free period. And of course, it depends on their age. But I saw nieces and nephews go through this. And I think a lot has been stolen from those that go to school, and the socialization too. So now schools are back and some seem like they're weathering it and they're calming the parents' nerves and they're keeping the factions apart, because you have so much nastiness between anti-vaxxers, vaxxers, masks, people who wear masks, people who don't wear masks. Should the kids wear masks? I mean, it just comes down to that. That's exactly what it is. But it does seem like, will they ever get back to what seems to be, or what was normal? Now, on college campuses, we saw huge bowl games. I shouldn't say bowl games. They weren't bowl games, but ball games, college football games that went on. And there was warnings about how, these could be super spreader events. But boy, did those kids just not look like they were the picture of joy. Because they were there in their colors and they were cheering, and it was like, oh, this is regular school. This is how it used to, this is how it used to be. All right, how about this one from Charles, who listens to us in New Orleans? So that would be 990 AM WGSO, longtime affiliate. Love the people in New Orleans. Love, 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 love that affiliate there. And Charles says, Kate, it's just been so awful in our great city. You know, just when we were starting to bring tourists back, which we desperately rely on, we get smashed with Ida, and we really, really got smashed just rolling through and getting power back and restored. The whole cleanup thing, I mean, in some ways it could have been worse, but we had power outages, we had debris, we had service interruptions. People want to be on Bourbon Street. People want to serve the people on Bourbon Street. People want to make money again. And New Orleans will bounce back. It is the Big Easy. You know, you spent time here. But it's been really, really rough the last, couple of weeks in dealing with the onslaught, the aftermath, if you will, of Ida, because there were people that were chased away, and there is no question tourism is so much a part of the city, and we were inviting people back and people were coming back, and I know they will again, but imagine what that can do to a restaurant, imagine what that can do to the hotel business, and imagine what that does to so many livelihoods, and that's where we're at. All right, thanks for that picture. Yeah, anything we can do to help the great people of New Orleans, or anyone that suffered through Ida. Just terrible what happened there. You can send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To the horses, please. Keep it in the barn. Ivermectin. This is insanity, the things that have happened with this drug. Are you kidding me? Listen, I'm going to dive into this for a second because I think I'm just so surprised by all of this, right? Of course, the Food and Drug Administration is saying, people, don't take it. The American Medical Association and two pharmacist associations have issued a statement recommending that none of their members prescribe ivermectin for COVID-19 outside of a clinical trial. There was the physician in Arkansas who gave the drug unknowingly without consent to prison inmates, which is probably not a good idea, right? It's a big deal. It has spiked to nearly 100,000 at the end of August, the prescriptions for it, right? Because there are some talk show hosts, there are some people that are pumping the propaganda, and they're claiming that the drug is a miraculous, effective way to treat this. I wish I could say that, because I know people that have gotten COVID and are sick as hell. I know somebody that died, that lost their husband from this. They would do it. In fact, they live on a farm. So now we have shortages and lack of access to prescriptions that have led some people to turn down other things that are more readily available, right? Or have led people to turn to other horse and cow deworming agents. Honestly, this is what you want to take? And then all the noise about it, with so many people that are behind the mic, I mean, listen, it's to stir things up. It's called stirring the pot. And it's one thing to have a conspiracy theory that has a little bit of legs, a little bit of game. This has no game from anybody that I've talked to. Anybody. Remdesivir is a different story, right? That's a different story. That's not ivermectin. There should be no confusion as to what the two are. And all of a sudden, this has just exploded. And it's, of course, been a punchline for many late-night comedians because it's just too easy. It's such a layup. And you look at, you just look at why is it used on horses, right? To prevent parasites in horses. And I come from a horse family. I mean, part of my family anyway, because they're in the racing game. My Uncle Joe was a jockey with thoroughbreds in racing in West Virginia. I have two cousins who are trainers. One almost won the Triple Crown, which it's not about what they've done. It's what they know. It's what people know who have been around these animals. So you think about what you are putting into your body. You think about that, and you think about what it's used. Again, it's not remdesivir. It's not. This is something completely different. And what are the side effects? Skin rashes, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain, limb swelling, neurological adverse problems, sudden drop in blood pressure, potentially requiring hospitalization, and liver injury, and ultimately could be death. So this is an anti-parasitic drug. It's used to treat river blindness, intestinal roundworm infection in humans, if you wanted to use it there. Deworming pets and livestock, that's the key. So now there's all these warnings about it, and it should not be a political thing. I mean, take what you want, but I would not take this. I would not take this. There are better things that are out there. So, of course, the CDC is warning doctors to be on the lookout for cases of ivermectin overdose because it's disappearing all over the place, right? And here's the thing. There was a study that was published, and this goes to where you're getting your information and how are you weighing that data, that showed that ivermectin killed SARS-CoV-2 in cells growing in a lab within 48 hours, but proposed that it be investigated as a cheap and easily available treatment and found something different. Cells aren't people. A petri dish is not my body or your body. Listen, I love people. And I've had the great pleasure of living all over this incredible country, all over the United States. I've met all kinds of amazing people. In fact, on the show, we try to introduce you to some really interesting people with stories to tell. I don't want you all to get sick on this. I don't want you to just panic and take something that you shouldn't be taking. Right? It's so concentrated. And it's not been evaluated for that kind of serious use in humans. And I gave you what the warning signs are to look for. Do you want to be in the hospital confused, breathing rapidly, hallucinating? Do you want that? Do you want to be disoriented beyond belief? I don't think so, right? I don't think so. There are other things that you can do that don't have to do with taking this drug. I mean, I think for some people it just becomes the, don't tell me what to do, so I'm just going to do it. And to me, that's downright ridiculous. Just to spit in the face of what you think is the popular opinion or somebody telling you what to do. Look for yourself. I mean, that's what I say on this show, right? You decide for yourself. But this is extremely dangerous. And if it doesn't work, then don't do it anyway. Is it really going to treat or prevent COVID-19? Is that really going to work? Or is it going to have the opposite effect on you? I think the opposite effect, based on what I've seen. And by the way, here's a terrible side effect that I happened to see from a station I used to work for, KTSM in El Paso, Texas. It was one of the first places I worked. They did a story, a television story, on ivermectin therapy on men. And it showed that it could have an effect on men's reproductive health. In fact, researchers at three universities say, according to their study, 85% of the men who take ivermectin could become sterilized, right? So I'll just point out again, parasites in animals, most common usage. Don't think that this is where you want to go. So you look at the Food and Drug Administration. They haven't authorized or approved ivermectin for treating or preventing COVID-19 in humans or animals. I'm just saying, I get it. People get scared. People are worried. People are desperate. But look at the data. Compare it. And with all of the data that's out there, I think the best decision is stay away from the horse medicine, for goodness sake. All right, you may have your own thoughts on that and anything else we talked about. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, 24/7. The mailbag is open. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his fine work, as always, on the technicals of this show. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.